Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1386. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Hey there, welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to send me an audio question, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call in your question by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And again, when you use those methods, you can hear your voice right on the show. And you can always do retakes before sending it in. But don't forget, I'm also taking email questions. You can send those to health@oldpodcast.com. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can take a look at this episode and ask your question right in the Spotify app. So there are lots of ways to send in your questions. And I so appreciate your trust and you taking the time to do so. Now, if you're wondering about my credentials and my education and my background, definitely check out last week's Q&A episode. That's where I go into details about that. And so I'm going to spare you from those details right now. Instead, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Today's question came via email. Valerie writes, "Hello, Dr. Neil. Thank you for hosting such an informative and inspirational podcast. I listen daily and use your information to guide my own personal health and well-being. My question actually has more to do with my children. Although they eat healthy dinners that I cook for them each evening, the rest of the day, it's up to them to decide what they want to eat. Unfortunately, they eat a lot of ultra-processed foods, which of course, I admittedly buy for them. Do you have any tips on how I can help transition them to healthier but easy food options? And also, what does the research tell us about this type of a diet at a young age and whether it will have any impact on their health when they become adults? All of the children are active in sports and outdoor play, and they have normal BMIs. Thank you so much for your time." Thank you so much for taking the time to send me your question, Valerie, and thank you so much for your kind words and for being a regular listener. I'm thrilled that you find the show so helpful. Now, I appreciate that you want to help your kiddos eat more nutritious foods more often. Occasionally consuming highly processed foods isn't a problem. But if children and adolescents can consume mostly nutritious whole foods, like about 80% of the time, that would be ideal. Valerie, you asked about the research. Specifically, what does the research say about children's diet quality and health later in life? Well, it turns out that eating nutritious foods when we're young can have a positive effect on our health as adults. Multiple studies have found connections between consuming more highly processed foods during childhood and the development of overweight, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and even cardiovascular disease later in life. This is because these foods, these ultra-processed foods, have lots of calories, are easily absorbed, which means the body converts them to sugar pretty easily, they don't have a lot of nutrients, are high in sodium, and high in unhealthy fats. So if these types of foods are consumed regularly, they can then increase blood sugar levels, which in turn lead to higher levels of fat in the blood, which then might increase the amount of cholesterol in the bloodstream, which can then raise blood pressure. So it becomes this kind of chain reaction. In fact, some practicing physicians have found plaque building up inside the arteries of children as young as 8 years of age. These little plaques are pockets of cholesterol that block the flow of blood to organs like the brain and the heart. But if we consume more whole foods when we're younger, we can reduce the chances of these things happening. Physical activity definitely helps prevent these diseases as well. So it's great that your kids are regularly active and that they have healthy BMIs. Again, that's fantastic. Now, most health agencies agree that children and adolescents should aim to get at least 1 hour of vigorous intensity exercise every single day of the week. Okay, so that's the why. That's why eating more nutritious foods and staying physically active when we're young can be helpful for lowering the risk for future disease. Now we have to think about how we can get our kids to actually do these things. Well, we're in luck because researchers have been trying to answer this question for years, so there are lots of studies that tell us what's most helpful. Now, most health professionals agree that younger folks need to be consuming more fruits and vegetables. Vegetables are often the toughest sell. But luckily, just this past week, in fact, an article came across my email inbox that discusses how we can encourage our kids to eat more vegetables. Researchers conducted something called a meta-analysis. That's where scientists collect a bunch of already published studies to see whether these studies had the same results. These meta-analyses are considered the highest quality research, so I often like to use them when I'm trying to find out whether there's truth to something. Well, these results found that getting children familiar with vegetables, particularly vegetable flavors, is one of the best ways to get them to eat more of them. Now, believe it or not, that can begin during pregnancy and continue through infancy. Researchers have found that when pregnant or lactating mothers consume more vegetables, their babies get exposed to those vegetable flavors, which makes the babies more accepting of those flavors as they get older. Now, Valerie, in your case, your kiddos are already older, so we need some other ways to encourage these behaviors. So, another way is to encourage children to consume their veggies first before the other foods on their plate. We also know that with older children, social influences like their friends and those they admire, as well as the media, play a role in their selection of certain foods. While it may seem like parents aren't the most influential when it comes to older children's habits, believe it or not, parents can still have a powerful influence. When your children see you eating nutritious foods, they are more likely to do so as well. And dining together for family meals is one of the best times to do this. Another tip is to encourage each of the kiddos to help design one of the family dinners each week. By allowing the children to decide what the family eats, they feel as though they have a say too. Parents, of course, need to be involved in the planning and have to have final say. But many are surprised to see their children often plan fairly balanced meals on their own. Then involve the children in making up a grocery list, have them involved in the actual grocery shopping and selecting the vegetables that they're going to incorporate in their recipes, have them involved in the actual food preparation and cooking process. All of this will serve to give the children a sense of pride. They're going to want to see the looks on the family's faces when you finally sit down and enjoy the meal together. They love to see the rest of the family enjoying their creations. I wish you the best of luck, Valerie.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And again, thank you so much for the question and for being a regular listener, Valerie. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. So if you want to send one in and make me happy, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your voice on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record your question right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. And you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it on to us. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And lastly, on Spotify, you can take a look at this episode and ask your question right in the Spotify app. Again, thank you for doing that. Thank you for sending in your questions. Thank you for being here every day and listening all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.